Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. And I'm glad to say that Jeffrey Zabar is with us. Jeff's an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, actually an original member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Safe at Home. He's the author of Home Office Know-How. I'll read them. These are just some of the books, folks, and Teleworking and Telecommuting. He focuses on small businesses, especially home-based teleworkers, and especially technology for those folks. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
And he's the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. How about that, folks?
But wait, there's more.
No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know what? If anyone out there is like me and sits in front of the TV all day with our feet propped up and the remote in our hand and bonbons and...
Yeah,
and
that's me.
That's what we do when we work from home. You see all these ads out there. I don't know if you've seen them, but all these ads for security services from your ISP and now AOL and...
Well, they're giving it away.
They're giving it away. So you have MSN, you have AOL, you have the likes of these cats all giving all the security services away. And it's interesting because I think in many ways they create more confusion than they do answers as to what people need and why they need it. So it's some of the research that I'm doing right now is to why people need this sort of abundant antivirus, as I'm calling it. I'm writing an article on it for one of my columns right now, and it's pretty prevalent. But, you know, you need to try and keep a strategy as to what type of security you're going to be using and why you may need it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it also is a commentary on any industry that has to start giving their stuff away.
Right. Well, it's the lure. I mean, we saw it with companies that were giving away, like I think it was Net Zero, was giving away accounts, and now they're starting to, you know, they got up to a critical mass of subscribers for free service, and now they're starting to charge for it. So, but what becomes really competitive is the fact that there's a fear factor, not to take a phrase from the show, but there's a fear factor out there among people who feel that they're vulnerable on the Internet. And so companies are now realizing that that may be a unique qualifier or a unique product offering from them now that everybody's offering it to be offering security services, whether it's anti-spam, anti-virus, anti-hacking, a firewall, whatever the case may be. And we see them all sort of jumping in line and clamoring all over themselves to offer up the next free service.
Well, it's basically bundling, and it's smart bundling too, isn't it, Jeff, because... As you say, there are a lot of people out there who maybe would like to be online, but they've heard about all the dangers online. They've heard you and me talk about all the dangers online. And they don't really, you know, they're not all that tech savvy. A lot of people aren't, and especially home folks, people who are just at home, not necessarily in a business. And they don't really know that much about going to McAfee or Norton and getting the virus protection. Which one do I need? And is that another... You know, that's another $65 a year, and then they got to load all that up, and they got to make all these decisions. They'd really just like somebody just to handle it for them.
Exactly, and what it takes, at the very least, you know, it's very easy for us, and I'm as guilty as the next guy of either letting someone handle it for me or having a tech guy out there who can help me through some of the things that maybe I could learn if I put a little time into it. But it's, you know, it's easier to have someone give me a fish than have them teach me how to fish, you know.
Right.
And quite frankly, that's not what I do. I'm not a tech head. So I think I can solve many of the issues I need, but some of the other things.
But I bet you're techy enough though. You've got your own direct relationship with a security company.
Right? I do. I have that relationship.
You've got a subscription to one of their products.
Right. Exactly.
And
my toolbar.
It's very simple. There are people out there who are not who are not that savvy.
And I think the issue is that people need to understand that it's not a matter of needing to be, you know, quote, savvy. It's really being smart. And I think there's a difference because savvy and it sort of requires or intends that you have an understanding, a deeper understanding than most. Where I think that everyone knows that if you're online, you can be vulnerable if you're not protected, and that doesn't take a lot of depth and understanding. That just takes a realization, and I think that that's what people need to keep in mind when they're surfing the net. So, you know, I don't have any of the services. I know I have an anti-spam service through my ISP because why not? If they can catch more than I can, but I also have spam blockers locally, and I have antivirus locally, and I have a firewall locally. Mm-hmm. Locally meaning at my desktop here, mm-hmm. as opposed to on the server. At where my ISP, my internet service provider, is filtering all my email that comes in. So it's important that we have the relationship with the Norton or the McAfee and we have it installed, but we also may want to consider, it might not be a bad idea to have AOL or MSN or Earthlink providing some of the additional services, especially if they're free and we're already a subscriber, to help bolster and, you know, batten down the hatches and bolster our defenses.
Do you think that, well, that's a good question, Jeff. Do you think that if someone subscribes to one of those services, that they should be, say, they should relax and feel totally protected, or should they go ahead and get the belt and suspenders approach and get their own relationship with one of the security companies?
Well, it's interesting you should ask because it's part of what I'm researching right now for an upcoming story on this topic. And I asked a security guy who runs a site called defendingthenet.com, and it's a free site. It has lots of great information. But the point is, my assumption was, if I have Norton antivirus installed on my desktop, you know, I have it installed locally, that I don't need more. And he said, more doesn't hurt. As long as there's not an inherent conflict. He right. said if you're going to get anti-spam and antivirus on the server, you know, if you say you use AOL, and so you have Norton or antivirus on the server, then they're blocking some stuff coming in. Something happens to get through, then you have it. You have antivirus or right. anti-spam or whatever locally. So more can be better as long as there are no inherent conflicts that cause problems with your computer, or those free services don't require downloads or installs locally that could then cause a conflict.
Well, and it also depends on how serious you are about the information that resides on your computer, because, you know, Jeffrey, it only costs a little bit a year, I mean very little bit a year, to the equivalent of maybe a lunch with one other person to get the basic security products from McAfee or Norton or some of those guys.
Right.
And, you know, we have, in our office, we have a firewall. We have a mechanical firewall. But every one of our computers also has an electronic firewall.
Right.
A digital firewall on a software. And so that's the belt and suspenders, because we don't want anybody to get in here. And so I think maybe, you know, one thing that we'll talk about when we come back is, are you getting a little bit of a false sense of security with those new services? 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar.
Well, I saw Patrick Cron, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. I encourage you to check out his website. Anything that Jeffrey has to say, anything that he offers on his website, you will like, I promise. Especially if you're home-based, if you're a teleworker, if you want to be, if you want to know more about technology, the kind of technology issues that the micropreneur faces, you'll find that with Jeffrey. And Jeffrey, I appreciate you making all that information available. Your books are still available wherever books are sold, right?
Well, they're available mostly through my website, so if people want to get them, they can get them there. And then all of them we're working on new content with many of the books, so they can...
Teleworking, telecommuting, home office know-how, and Safe at Home, which absolutely is a copy. It's a book that if you're a home-based business, you need this book, Safe at Home, about how to make sure that your home office is secure, which is one of the things we're talking about right now. Before we get back into our topic, though, Jeffrey, in Canada, ladies and gentlemen, this weekend, there's a world championship going on. A lot of people don't know about it, and I don't understand this, but there's a hockey championship that's going to determine the fate of the free world, right, Jeff?
Well, pretty close, at least the fate of the free world in Pompano Beach, Florida.
Tell us, tell us what you're going to be doing. I'm real proud of you. I'm proud of your son, and tell the audience about it.
Well, thank you so much. December, our team, the Glacier Bears, it's a squirt level, which means 10-year-old, 1990. We don't have ages. We have birth years. So 1994.
Squirt is literally the term they use.
Exactly. They went to Huntsville, not far from you, and won a tournament in Huntsville, Alabama, which is a seeding tournament for what's called Silver Stick, which is a North American championship. And the winners from there go on to the championships themselves. So we won what I sort of affectionately call the booby prize, because we get to go to Ontario, Canada in January, leaving today to go play this tournament, and the winner of the tournament
has a chance over the weekend to play in the championship for that league.
Exactly.
In the nation, maybe
exactly.
In the universe.
In the universe, in the, yeah. Exactly. So
we'll have to report back on how they do. Tell Zach good luck and tell him we're proud of him, and I'm proud of you and Mom for taking him through all that. Those are important things for parents to do. I think I've told you before that I spent. My children's mother and I spent 65 team seasons between the time our children got started and by the time they were through with college and everything. We attended 65 team seasons, different things that they did, different
right.
seasons over a period of several years, and so. It's worth the time, and I'm proud of you for doing that, Jeffrey.
Thank you. It's really rewarding. I'd rather count the seasons than the money. So
absolutely,
so far,
yeah.
So far it's been about five seasons we've been playing this, he's been great and having fun.
It's an investment in your children, and I'm glad you're doing it. Jeffrey, let's get back to the security thing. I asked the question, if you subscribe to one of these new systems, these new services where they say, as Dennis Miller says, you know, we're throwing in the security, is that a false sense of security?
It may be a false sense of security if you think it's all you have to do, but I think that you have to realize that, as I said in my book, Safe at Home, you got to take a layering effect. So not only does security on your computer include a battery backup so that you don't lose power and lose your data, because it's all about protecting the data and protecting what's yours. If you have Norton antivirus or if you have McAfee locally on your computer, you may want a little more. I would never rely solely on AOL. For example, or MSN, or EarthLink, or any of these guys, as my sole provider of internet security.
Here's what you have to remember, folks. Jeff, it seems to me, these are people who are providing things for the masses.
Right.
So imagine if they were providing you with food, and they're providing food for the masses. How good is it going to taste? How wholesome, how nourishing can it be?
Right.
And so if all you want, though, if you have... You know, if you're happy with just being part of the masses, then take what they give you and be happy. But if you're the kind of person who wants a little bit more customized food, so to speak, continuing the metaphor a little bit, or you want something a little more nourishing, a little more wholesome, then you're going to say, wait a minute, I want to look around and not take what's being given to the masses. I want something a little bit better. And so if you're just swapping... You know, grandkids' pictures with grandma. You know, maybe there's no big deal. Maybe that's enough. But if you got anything going on that you want to protect, you absolutely, positively want to protect, including the people that the email of the folks that you email things to in your mailbox. I should say in your directory. Then you need a little bit more than I think, Jeff. I think you need a little bit more than what you're being given by these services.
Yeah, I mean, I would never rely on that, and it's never been more embarrassing than to get an email back from somebody that says that I got an email from you, and it has an attachment, and that's, you know, a virus attachment, and that's happened because things slip through. I mean, that's why even when you get security, when you download an application, an antivirus application, you're not done. If you're not on broadband, if you're on a dial-up connection and you have a downloaded antivirus software application, you still got to log on at least once a week
right.
and update what they call the definitions, which
right.
are the latest viruses that have been found. And if you're surfing around and you see USA Today and they say a new virus has been discovered, you immediately go to your provider, log on, you know, just usually most of them you just click on it, and mine just says live update, and I click on
right.
the little bar, and it immediately goes out and fetches whatever new definitions are out there.
Think Think of this, folks, belt and suspenders. Use both of them. Jeffrey, give us your website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com, and we have a lot of information on there of sites you can go to get some good stuff to keep you secure.
And good luck this weekend at the World Series of Hockey for the Squirts. Thanks, Jeff. See you next time.
Thanks
Quick
so much, Jeff.
Right back with Pearson Jane Howard. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. It's 29X.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.